Hi, I'm Chris Harrison. And no, I'm not The Bachelor. The journey begins again.
What a wild thing to think after 18 years that this is what it's come to.
You, Chris Harrison, come at me.
Hello. Welcome.
Hello.
I always I think about the day, during the day, because I'm so awkward. I'm like, how do I start the show off? And it's just, hello is the most organic way every time. So welcome back to Roses and Brosifs. This is The Bachelor. So we are talking about one Brosif and we are on episode 9, which is Fantasy Suite Week.
Yay.
That's one way to put it. So we continue from last week with Maddie pulling Peter aside. Hannah and Victoria are like, oh, WTF is going on. They stand in silence for a really long time. And, you know, the producers could have driven them out of there at this point in separate cars. But no, why do that?
They're just going to watch them sweat bullets.
Exactly.
If they could sweat, that is.
Yeah. I mean, you can get Botox for that these days. So Maddie tells Peter, well, she doesn't tell him anything at first. And we're just like, I can't hear you. Like, today, Junior.
Yeah. She's stumbling over her words a lot.
Yeah. And she finally blurts out that if Peter spends the night with other people, then she will likely leave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So from what I've seen, it's not that anyone dislikes the decision. It's just, why come on this show? Because, I mean, there are a lot of people who respect her for that, which is fine. But why come on this show? There's a whole week devoted to this. It's been like that since the dawn of time.
Yeah, I mean, you knew it was going to happen on this show.
It's been like that since the first son of Chris Harrison, you know, the first.
He dawned.
He dawned. The dawning of Chris Harrison.
The dawning of Chris Harrison.
He spawned out of the earth with a rose in his hand and set out to wreak havoc on the masses. So that's how The Bachelor got started. So Everyone knows that.
It was a clear, beautiful day, too. Crazy.
It was a magical day.
Yeah, it was a magical day.
And she gives him that ultimatum. We are distracted by the fact that his scar is looking worse every week.
It's looking infected for some reason.
It's bad. I feel kind of bad because it looks painful too. And he also has to deal with the pain of these women he's dealing with as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. She backtracks and says she doesn't want to give him an ultimatum, even though it's
she's still giving him an ultimatum.
Yes.
Yeah.
Peter admits this is a curveball. He's like, I don't have just one relationship right now. I'm not just dating Maddie. Yeah, good point.
Yes.
He's frustrated.
Trust the process.
Trust the process. Give yourself to the process. We get back from commercial and everyone is processing their feelings. Madison walks in the room and she does that typical thing where she goes to the window and pretends to look outside pensively. And she reflects on her fears about this week. And then none other than Hannah Ann walks in. And it was super awkward because I've never seen the women forced to stay in the same room / suite on Fantasy Suite Week. I distinctly recall on a few seasons they had their own places in different parts of the same city or I don't know. This was very strange. And then, of course, so Victoria F. walks in and she's like, are you staying here, too? And she's like, yeah.
Meow.
Wow, these producers are unbridled in their pettiness. And there is a knock at the door. It's Peter, of course, and he closes this door. They have a loud-ass door with all these, chains and, I don't know what the hell is on this door, but every time they open and close it, I'm like, someone needs to fix that. So he gives them a speech and he ends it by saying he hopes we can just look past everything else. And the camera cuts to Maddie. And I'm just like, what does that mean? I want to know. That's very nuanced.
Yeah, I mean, they just leave it ambiguous.
Mm-hmm. And we're left to figure that out.
But I was like, I thought he was also talking to like Victoria F. because at the current moment, they're still on the rocks.
That's true. Well, they all are, kind of. Speaking of, he pulls Hannah Ann aside first in front of everyone. Again, so awkward. This never happens. So in front of like the other two women, leaving Victoria and Maddie to sit and like literally think about their lives in the meantime. So yeah, Peter and Hannah Ann go jet skiing. They sit on the beach to talk. I wonder if she's going to cry again. She asks Peter how he's doing. And then she does a bachelorette play by saying she can put herself in Peter's shoes. And I'm like, yeah, because you probably want to be the lead of this freaking show. That's why you cried when he picked you over Kelly that one week.
Mm-hmm.
I would not. I don't know how I'd get through that season.
She's playing the game pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, she knows how. She's related. Well, not
she's
related.
In it to win it.
She's a friend of Hannah G. It's like all these Hannahs. Hannah G, Hannah B, Hannah A, Wadata, Sadate. Okay, that's a lot of Hannahs. So yeah, you know, 27 seconds ago, I was just joking that she would cry. She like actually does. Peter finally says he's falling in love with her. And I'm like, Ranger Rick is going to be pissed. Speaking of Ranger Rick, there's a commercial after this that says now casting seniors looking for love.
Yes.
In the paradigm of this show, I have to wonder if they mean people over the age of 30 because of the track record of who they're casting or what. What do seniors mean to them?
No, come on now. Baby. You know what they mean.
I don't at this point because we had a 22-year-old on this season. Because logistically, they probably mean, I don't know, over like what? What do you think? Realistically,
60.
Okay, 60. Yes, but yes, but like the show is crazy. So seniors looking for love is probably 60 and up. Probably
yes.
Oh, I hope we get some like old grimy dude who builds surfboards for a living, like grows plants and is just like crazy. It just doesn't take shit from anyone. Like I want to see some like
served in Vietnam.
Yeah, so like a veteran. Like I want to see some normal freaking people. Speaking of normal people, Love is Blind. Oh, I just have to point out the fact that I think the Love is Blind people are Bachelor second, like they're Bachelor contestants maybe that just like the recruiters were like, here, you might like this other show instead. Because they seem like the crop that would try for this sort of thing. I don't know.
Well, I mean, honestly, Netflix is like, we want some of that Bachelor, Bachelorette money.
Yeah, they do. And they're getting it.
We'd watch like 2 to 3 like per day.
Mm-hmm, because some of them, the cliffhangers at the end, you're like, oh, damn, like, what are they going to do with this next week? And it's got such an interesting dynamic because these people fall in love with each other's voices first. It's so backwards from The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all should check it out. So speaking of seniors for love, we were like, what are they going to call this? Over Love Over the Hill.
Yes.
That'd be an entertaining ass show. I'd watch that, honestly. Like, I don't know who asked for it. I don't know why we can't get like a, you know, Mike or like a Black Bachelor just once. We moved on to seniors. The producers were like, no, we're not going to give you guys what you asked for. We're giving you seniors instead. You're going to take it and you're going to like it.
Yeah, because they don't want to be ageist.
No, of course not. They'd rather not be ageist. They'd rather be racist than be ageist, guys. Maybe. We'll see.
There you go.
So
that's a new slogan.
Yeah. Side note. So Hannah shows up to the date for the night portion. She says when she does let someone in, she is quote unquote all in all caps in, even though she had a 3-year relationship with someone who she did not fall in love with.
Good luck with that.
Good luck with that. So yeah, they get the fantasy suite key. They go to their penthouse. Peter says he is content.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he picks her up, and we get a very weird, like, Titanic hand silhouette on the frosted glass of their bathroom. That was so strange.
It was some, yeah, frosted glass somewhere. I don't know if it was bathroom, but still, it was.
Yeah, we didn't need that. Okay.
It was pretty stupid.
I'm not a prude, but we get the point of this week. I think you should show them going in the room and closing the door, and then, boop, we're all on our merry way. That's it.
Well, so, you gotta give the audience something.
I know. These people.
They're like,
even though they black bar women,
I
like,
understand.
When women wear, like, cheeky bikini bottoms, they, like, black bar their booties on this show. But they'll show, like, a full-on, like, I mean, I don't know. It's a weird, like, double standard, I think, in some cases.
It's just some old-school Puritan bullshit.
It is, always. So, yeah, Hannah walk of shames into the room, and the girls are just like, yep, you're here. This is what we signed up for. Well, two of them are on that page. One isn't. So Victoria's date is next, and she and Peter come to the consensus that they had a good day because they haven't fought yet. Okay.
Way to be optimistic there.
That's really great standards to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria says she's like ready to move forward. And if, again, I can't do a drinking game with some of the rules because I need to work. I go to work really early in the morning. And it was a problem. It was a lot of likes. They go on another helicopter ride. Why are there so many this season? There's so many.
I don't know. That's a good, yeah.
We know he's a pilot, but he flies like commercial airlines.
Yeah,
airplanes.
And little tiny airplanes.
Tiny airplanes. That they had to probably stop having him fly because of insurance reasons or perhaps not paying him for these flights. Who knows?
I mean, flying a helicopter requires a lot of your attention.
It's not a given that you're also a commercial and a helicopter pilot. It's not a given. Yeah. There are some who do both, but I know some who do both, but it's not a real thing across the board. So they cheers to never giving up and the best being yet to come, even though Peter looks exhausted. He looks freaking tired.
Must have been up late with Hannah Ann in that Titanic scene.
It makes me wonder, and not out of any genuine curiosity, but are these dates a day apart?
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm not sure if I want to know the answer.
That'd be pretty messed up.
It would. I don't like that. But
back to back.
Well, it used to be spread out to a certain degree. I don't know, with maybe a week or so.
Yeah.
It's up in the air on that. They're really good at being vague. So yeah, after they cheers, all that stuff happens, whatever. We get back to the house and the girls are sitting and talking in the same bed because I guess the producers are like, hey, can y'all put on like sister wife act? So Maddie lets Hannah know the ultimatum that she gave Peter. Hannah stares at her, like, not judging her in the moment, but
trying to hide some guilt.
But in her,
it's pretty obvious what happened, and she came back.
Very obvious. It shouldn't be a surprise to anyone.
Yeah.
So in her ITM, in the moment, she says she was thrown off by what Maddie said, and quote unquote, what America, well, the common sense America, resounded across the board, quote unquote. We knew what we signed up for. Again, I don't have to stress how long this show has been on and how long the rules have been set up the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much a given that we get to this point and the bachelor or bachelorette is close with three people and they spend time together without cameras. We freaking know this. So for you to swoop in here and be like, I'm just going to assume that I have it in the bag and the bachelor's going to choose me and forgo all these other people. You just should have met someone in IRL. What? It's so I agree with Hannah for probably the first time on this.
I mean, I'm giving you a blank stare because it's just like, I mean, like, what does that person expect out of this?
What do they expect? And again, if you lack common sense, you're going to assume your lizard brain is going to translate that, right? Your lizard brain is going to go beep, 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 beep. Hey, she said Maddie was a terrible person for having her standards. I said the show has a rule, it has structure that everyone pretty much knows about, and you don't come on it if you're vehemently against it. Duh. It's not that hard. But Instagram disagrees. People turned it into a whole thing it didn't need to be turned into.
Really?
Yeah, when it is what it is, all the people backing Maddie, like, she stood her ground, and I'm like, stood her ground against what? Against what? Nobody was like, Madison, you have to follow the rules of this game. She signed herself up for this or signed the consent forms to be on it, and I'm pretty sure she's seen the show before.
If she signed all of that, then she's on the show. That's
if she's never seen the show before, she's lying, because we all know what happens. It's like going to a rodeo and being like, can y'all not show any animals in the ring? Can you not? Like, what do you want? You came here and you already knew what it was when you came here.
Yeah, could you not do any mutton busting or barrel racing? Or
we need to go see some of that sometime.
That's coming.
Awesome. Texas is the best. So no offense to everyone else, it just is. Anyway, Peter and Victoria have their date. They don't argue for a hot minute. And Peter does a cheers. And then Chase Rice comes out to do a private concert.
It's true.
JK. But no. They have a talk. A monkey howls in the distance. And it's loud, too. They're in the jungle. And Peter's like, yeah, the monkey agrees. While he's trying to stay focused talking to this crazy person sitting in front of him.
He's just trying to profess to her that he's like, I will fight for our relationship if that's what needs to be. And for some reason, he's really into this.
It's just him punching himself in the ring with nobody else standing in front of him. That's what fight he's fighting right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Victoria asks Peter to give her an Amazon wish list of what he wants in a woman. And he's just like, a normal human being, like, and for you to tell me if you're upset instead of just walking away. And she's like, okay, I think I can do that. It's not that hard. He don't want to be consoling someone every single day. I can understand the occasional breakdown because life does get super hard for everybody, but it can't be every day over the most trivial things just because you're not agreeing, and you're embarrassed that you're not agreeing.
People are weird. People they deal with weird situations very strangely.
I will say it's very evident that she has not had stellar five-star platinum treatment from enough men for it to really matter in the past. That's very evident by her low standards of how she expects someone to see her if she quote unquote steps out of line. So I hope she gets better from that, because I think that she actually has a lot of potential if she can just be like, you know what, like, I'm sorry, I feel this way, you feel this way, we either agree or we don't, we can talk about it or we can't. Like, just some sort of ability to approach a situation and stare someone in the eyes while you're talking to them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an improvement. Whatever. Okay. So, of course, Maddie is waiting for her date, which is last. Mm-hmm. Before, they've never shown the real order of the dates, but this season they made it very clear what 1, 2, and 3 were. They edit it in a different order usually sometimes. But then again, the girls haven't been housed together like this before, so the producers just came up with some craziness. So Peter and Maddie get the adrenaline date, which is usually given to the unsure person. If you guys remember correctly, that date was given to Cassie on Colton's season, and they're still together, so it may have worked. And Hannah and Victoria sit back at the house and talk about the fact that Maddie gave Peter an ultimatum late into the game. They talk about how unfair that is, and they keep it pretty real. It's probably the first time either of them have said anything just kind of logistically sound.
Yeah.
I want to know that there's a Depends commercial on next, and I was ignoring it until I heard them basically encourage you to just piss on yourself and enjoy life instead of taking a genuine bathroom break. That was the message that was relayed to me.
Well, I mean, come on. You got to realize some old people just don't have control.
But they were not showing old people.
They were
showing people at a sporting event.
Well, I mean, it's the same as like whenever it's like skin commercials and like they're really young girls that don't have any problem with their skin whatsoever.
Collagen, elastin, and cellulite and anti-aging, and she's like 21.
Yeah. There you go. You need a 21-year-old that depends.
Piss yourself. Enjoy life. What did you say you were like talking about then?
I thought it'd be a good commercial if it was just like New Year's Eve in Times Square and like where everybody's like packed and like everybody's just like, oh, like drunken looking, and there's one guy who just kind of looks up and just kind of smiles and just kind of slowly closes his eyes and he's like, ah.
There's slow steam like, around him.
Yeah, it's like depends.
So speaking of terrible ideas, Peter and Maddie have a talk that goes nowhere.
Yeah.
Peter asks Maddie to be very clear with him. She says she has several expectations for whoever she ends up with. Hunty, why are you on the show? It's not for people with real expectations, including judging Peter for doing what the show expects and allows. For goodness sake, these people, these adults, are written cards that say, should you forego your individual suites, you may use this key to stay together as a couple in the fantasy suite. And I'm not reading that. I've been watching the show so long, I have that memorized, and I hate that, guys. Seriously. So that is a part of this show that is unrelenting. And for people like Maddie and for people like Luke P., lest us not forget to come in here and guilt trip the Bachelor or Bachelorette for following through with every aspect of this sociological experiment is stupid. I can't put it any other way. I really can't. And the way she just like stays strong in it, just leave then. Like, quit making him feel bad.
Yeah. You come into a show and say, like, I want this to happen whenever this show's not about you.
No, it's not her show. You're not the Bachelorette yet. And
yeah,
if you are, then you get to demand that from the producers. You get to say, I want men who are of faith and are of virtue, quote unquote, whatever that means to her. You can be of any religious denomination or lack of and have virtue. So let's get that very clear up front. But it's up to her as the Bachelorette, if she becomes that person, to tell her producers, I want men sourced from the church. I want them vetted. I want to make sure that they have no, like, background check them, whatever. You get to make those demands when you are the lead. You are a player.
Yeah.
In this game. Don't usurp your role. So Peter lets Maddie know that they are not the same person in that regard. And he literally asks her what she expects. She just keeps like biting her lip and blinking and then doesn't explain anything. And she says that she's pushed herself in a lot of ways. And this just seems, this gets another Bachelorette audition moment for me. We've seen two so far this episode. Victoria F. has not even attempted a Bachelorette audition at this point. She's not going to, it's not going to be her at any point.
I don't think she could handle it anyways.
No, the producers know that. And she is so far on that litmus that she falls into the red flag territory where people genuinely wouldn't watch it to see just how much of a shit show it would be. Because they know. So Peter says he has to be honest with Maddie that coming into this week, he could see a future with each of these women in addition to her. This is a shock to her for some reason. She freaks out, gets up from the table because I don't know why. And then she has the nerve to say let me start that whole sentence over. Madison has the nerve to say that she warned Peter what could happen if he behaved the way he did and did those things anyway. What is this? Why are you like preaching to him?
Yeah. She's getting a little righteous.
It was disgustingly righteous. I don't have the patience for it right now. So she's trying to control him like her family has done to her whole life. No one can convince me otherwise. Got it. So Peter tells her that he does not want to lose her. Maddie says she cannot change who she is. Honey, we're not like asking you to again. No one asked you to. It's just you walked into a room full of carnivores and you offered them a piece of lettuce. Like, why? Just why? So she was my L of the week for this.
Not only offered a piece of lettuce, but said, you cannot eat this piece of lettuce, and I don't expect anybody else to eat this piece of lettuce.
Well, okay, to add to that, because that's a very good analogy, it's also like being like, hey, meat eaters, you can't eat the meat anywhere in general because I don't agree with you eating meat, even though you have the human right to eat meat. And also, they're not forcing you to eat meat with them. They're just eating it on their own.
Yeah.
Duh.
Just imposing. Extremely imposing.
L of the week. She leaves and we get more clips of Barb crying. Someone
bring
needs
her home.
I still love you. Off the record, like, it, I want someone to do an auto-tune remix of that shit because that was funny. Bring her home to us. Yeah, that was this episode. That was it.
Yep.
I'm exhausted. I'm so annoyed. Like, I don't care about the future of any of these three people. I can honestly say with Colton's season, even though he was really annoying, you could tell he was super in love with Cassie at the end of it. And they're doing great. So that was one that I consider a success, even though there was no engagement. I didn't at first, but I see it now. And it's not my space to really weigh in on it in that way. But in comparison, because he's the most recent bachelor, he definitely knew what he wanted and went for it. Peter doesn't know what he wants. That's why we're all in this circle. That's why none of us are attached to these top three people. Which leads us to one more thing. The Bachelorette theory was released. There's a potential for it to be a few people at this point, but
okay, who is it?
Well, we don't know. We can't know who it is until the women tell all, I think, or Final Rose. It might be Final Rose because they usually pull some shady shit.
Okay.
So yeah, there are a lot of ambiguous endings. That's the only thing keeping me glued to the screen every week because I can't find any. I'm not looking for them at this point, but it's really like nobody knows what happens. Everyone's just throwing out all these theories and hypotheses everywhere. It's just like a black market stock that hasn't released yet. And everyone's like, what is the buy-in going to be? Like everyone's just so in the dark on this. And that's what's fascinating about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I did hear that it might be Kelsey. And if it's going to be Kelsey, I have choice words, but I can say that it'll be nice to get my social life back on Mondays if she ends up being the one. I will leave it at that for now. Okay, so this is, I guess, your first, like, well, you're pretty far into a bachelor season now compared to The Bachelorette. So do you see any similarities to, like, Hannah B's season at this point?
I mean, yeah, we got Luke P / Victoria F.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, like, she doesn't really neg him, but she...
she does.
Well, she kind of does, but
she gaslights him a lot.
She does gaslight him.
Oh, you know what? You're right. She doesn't neg. There is someone who did neg him, but I think she got sent home, so...
Yeah, actually, well, I guess Luke P also just gaslit Hannah B a lot, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, not really negging.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways... I see that. That's like kind of like Victoria F. has kind of solidified herself as the heel.
Every episode gets
Hannah
one.
B. is the face for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Or not, sorry, not Hannah B. Hannah Ann.
Yeah.
Hannah Ann's the face for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And Maddie is this floater character who's like, I thought she was going to win, but she's making herself into this. Well, hell, she still might win. But she's making herself into this thing that's just like, why are you doing this to me whenever it's like, you're not supposed to be having fun on your birthday. And it's just like, what? I can have fun on my birthday. Like, no, I don't want that. It's just annoying.
But it's his birthday.
Essentially. I mean, I'm not saying like it is birthday, but still.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? It's, so
yeah, it's this imposing person. It's like, are you gonna marry that imposing person? Because I think he's gonna go with Hannah Ann because like he's had so much fun with her.
I don't know if he will. He doesn't trust her enough. Like, he's kind of wary of her. I think. Yeah. So what, guys? Hypothesis: what if Maddie had told Peter episode 2, and he sent her home along the way? Right.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't have to be a part of this. So why does she feel so entitled that just because she's been kept around at this point to keep that info from him so late? I think that was very calculated. Yeah. She said so many times to sit down and talk with him. And if that's such a big part of her, why wasn't it mentioned until this late? Like, what up, dude? Really?
Yeah.
We're just hiding parts of ourselves now. It's kind of like being an undercover boss. And just that, if that's such a big part of you, why is it so hard for you to talk about with someone who you supposedly love? Like, what does she want from him? She wants to change him into somebody that he's not. She knew before coming onto this season that he did the windmill thing. And also Hannah B talked about it on a group freaking date. Like, girl.
Well, Madison might be actually playing the smart game because she realized that Peter could be guilted into things with Aaliyah or whatever. Aaliyah.
Oh, yeah.
Where she kind of guilted him back into coming into the house, and Madison's like, oh, shit. And now she's like, ultimatum. Boom! Throws that out there. Dun. And then he's like, what? And then, yeah. But of course, he didn't really listen because he still obviously slept with Hannah Ann and Victoria F. So
that's what's so funny, because if he does somehow salvage this relationship, like, you obviously weren't that strong in your convictions, Maddie. Hate it, but I gotta say it anyway. That was this episode. Next week is the Women Tell All. I'm so excited. Women Tell All is the only episode out of any full season that I get genuinely excited for. The rest, it's kind of like a chagrin of having to follow through with a fantasy football roster from beginning to end, because it's very important to track each week's moves. Like, it's super crucial. If I hadn't seen Tammy flip the fuck out on my Kenna and then that whole double date thing happened, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. Like, there's details to this. So We're finally ending it with some interesting turns and twists. We'll know the ending. It's been kept secret for so freaking long. And then we'll find out who the Bachelorette is, which y'all know I want that to be Tayshia, Christina, Kendall, Kelly. Kelly is too smart for the show. Kelly's season would be a lot like Nick Viall's, and the producers don't want to go through that again. So those bitch ass producers. Anyway, that's it.
All right. Glad we could end that on a positive note.
Then we can cut that out. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Done.